Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Today, we're going to talk about how Islam takes into account the human essence and nature. Stay tuned.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes. Come join me at the fire.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher that you're listening to. So today we're going to talk about how Islam takes into account the human essence and nature. Allah has created us with a specific innate nature, and He has based all of the laws of religion on the human nature. In Islam, we call this special human nature the God-given nature of the human being, or fitrah. Let's count the things which we all share innately. We all like to achieve perfection in every form. We want to be the best of the best, and we do things which we believe will make us better and better. This is an inherent quality of the human being. The human being always wants to reach higher levels in life. Now, these levels may be physical or spiritual. It is in our nature to seek for beauty and to love anything that is beautiful. This includes both physical and spiritual beauties. We like nature and its beauties, sunshine, the clouds, rain, the oceans, rivers, waterfalls, the trees, flowers, and every beauty that we see in nature. We also like beautiful or handsome people. We wish to get married to people who are good-looking and attractive, not only physically, but also in terms of character, personality, and manner. So, again, the laws of Islam have been made in such a way that they're in line with this characteristic of the human nature as well. We like good qualities and we hate bad qualities. We like to hear the truth, but we hate being lied to. We praise honesty and vilify dishonesty. The laws of Islam have been made to meet this condition of our nature as well. So you see, the one who has created the human being, both the spirit and body of the human being, knows best what is good and bad for the human being. And so Allah has made the laws of Islam in such a way that it is in complete conformity with the human nature and temperament. Now, is it possible to deviate from this nature which the human being has? And, for example, for someone to like something which looks good and beautiful from the outside, but bad in the inside? Yes, it is perfectly possible. A person who is like this has distanced himself or herself from his or her God-given nature. This is where the Satan comes into play. It is the Satan's ultimate goal not only to conceal the truth, but to distort it in such a way that appears to be good from the outside, but it's really bad in the inside. Now we will listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Habib, modern people deny essences. So they deny, in moral and political thought, one of the problems that arise from that is human nature. They deny the essence, that there's any essence. So that there's no essence to a male. But for us, there is an essence to a male. And the essence to a male is that it is by fitra attracted to a female and vice versa. So when the nature becomes deviated, something else happens. And so they say, oh, well, you have, you know, things, these are in nature. You can't say it's not natural. No, but if you understand what human nature is, it's not natural for the human nature. In the same way that you have an infertile person who's not able to have, again, that's the difference between comprehension and extension. So once you comprehend what a human being is, you understand that's one of the properties of a human being is that they're able to procreate. But if a person doesn't have that ability, it's in the same way that we were talking about the brain. If they lose that ability, there's something wrong with the instrument of procreation. But they have that potential there. It's just not actualized in that particular. And that's why marriage, even if it's childless, it's still a moral commitment. See, there's people that are arguing now that marriage is... can be between a man and a man. That's an argument. That's not the marriage of this tradition, right? This tradition says, no, marriage is a moral bond. In our tradition, it's a moral bond. It's not it doesn't have the same type of force that it has in Christianity, because Christianity, in traditional Christianity, I mean, Protestantism changes, but in traditional Christianity, you can't get a divorce. You know, marriages can be annulled, but that's another thing. That's like a chula. But in traditional Christianity, you can't get a divorce because it's actually they consider it a sacred bond, whereas for us, it's a moral bond. That has sacred components, obviously, but the actual bond, the mithaq, is more of a moral transaction that's closer to a business transaction in that you can get out of it. But you should honor the contract while you're in it. And if it comes to a disengagement, you want to break the contract. Like in a company, you don't cheat them, you don't steal everything and embezzle and run off. Well, the same in marriage. You know, تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. You leave them with إِحْسَانٍ.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
سيدي رسول الله يا إمام المرسلين سيدي حبيب الله يا شفيع المؤمنين سيدي رسول الله يا إمام المرسلين سيدي حبيب الله يا شفيع المؤمنين
محمد God's mercy man of honor and dignity shining so bright his light for all of humanity Muhammad Allah's mercy man of honor and dignity shining so bright
Welcome back dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Teacher. So we were saying how the Satan is the one who tries to mess with the human nature and tries to make people distance themselves from their true essence. For example, there are certain sins which are pleasurable for certain people. Okay? The Satan entices people by making sins seem pleasurable and attractive. For example, he deceives women some women into adorning themselves, wearing makeup, and going out in the public. Then other men who see such women are enticed by the same Satan to get near that woman and make friends with her and get into a relationship and so on and so forth. Now, we can't say this is the human nature, that this man is attracted to that woman because of her beautiful appearance and whatnot. No, this is against human nature. How is that against human nature? This woman is turning herself into an object of desire, and that man too is committing a sin by listening to his carnal desire, by casting her lustful glances and trying to get into a relationship with her. This is, again, something which is totally against human nature and the true essence of the human being. The human nature is all about integrity, modesty, chastity, nobility, and honesty. So, this is a very good example of how the Satan tries to manipulate us by exploiting our tendency to like beautiful things. But whatever that is beautiful from the outside is not necessarily beautiful in the inside. If you remember, we said previously that beauty is skin deep. Allah is beautiful, but is He a physical being? No. He is a spiritual being who is eternal and immortal and has all of the good qualities one can think of and one cannot think of in him. The beauty of Allah can be seen and is manifested in His creation, His mercy, His blessings, and His perfect servants such as the prophets and imams, peace be upon them. They are the mirrors of Allah. They are the vicegerents of Allah. Allah communicates us through them, and we must listen to them as they are the vicegerents of Allah on earth. Another very important aspect of the human nature and essence, which we didn't talk about, is how the human being is inclined to worshiping someone. This is probably the most important inclination and nature of the human being. It wants to have a God to serve and to worship and pay tribute to. Again, Islam fulfills this need. It says that there can only be one God, and that God is the God of the universe, who cannot be seen, who has all of the good qualities in him, and is devoid of all of bad qualities, and he's only one. He can't have any partner. And so everyone must worship him and obey him. So, simply put, Islam is a religion which is totally in line with the human nature and human inclinations.
So pure and free, I wish for others all I'd wish for me.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed this show. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.
True love, it's a gift. I will never let go of true love. I will give my body and soul for true love. Every day in my heart I feel it grow with true love. Oh, oh, true love, 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 yeah. Each day I'll extend my hand, give my hand.